Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
The first reading from Isaiah chapter 44. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. Who is like me? Let them proclaim it. Let them declare and set it forth before me. Who has announced from of old the things to come? Let them tell us what is yet to be. Do not fear or be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there any other God besides me? There is no other rock, I know not one. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read this psalm responsibly. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name.
I will thank you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and glorify your name forever.
For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the pit of death.
The arrogant rise up against me, O God. And a band of violent people seeks my life. They have not set you before their eyes.
But you, O Lord, are gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and full of kindness and truth.
Turn to me and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant and save the child of your handmaid. Show me a sign of your favor, so that those who hate me may see it and be put to shame, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me.
The second reading is from Romans chapter 8. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, Christ, if in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. Not only creation, but we ourselves, for we have the first fruits of the Spirit, grown inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from? He answered, An enemy has done this. The slaves said to him, Then do you want us to go and gather them? But he replied, No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field. He answered, the one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Some of you know that I like microfiction. Now, there are variations on the theme. In general, these stories are 300 words or fewer. The goal is to develop a full plot and fully developed characters in as few words as possible. Some even try for 100 words. For a man whose second grade teacher wrote in his report card that David has a knack for making a short story long, reading these became aspirational in crafting sermon illustrations. Over the years, I have come to appreciate the sheer brevity of Jesus and his short stories. You know them as parables. These are microfiction stories that make a point. On one hand, each parable is absolutely complete on its own, yet building on parable styles in the Hebrew scripture, Jesus offers brilliant and challenging images. Of these parables, Amy Jill Levine writes, and this is an extended quote, Jesus is requiring that the disciples do more than listen. He was asking them to think as well. To you has been given the mystery of the kingdom of God, Mark 4:11 and following, as well as Matthew 13:11 and following. Mystery is here not indicative of something arcane or in need of a special key to unlock a singular meaning. What makes the parables mysterious or difficult is that they challenge us to look into the hidden spaces of our own values, our own lives. They bring to the surface unasked questions, and they reveal the answers we have always known but refuse to acknowledge. Our reaction to them should be one of resistance rather than acceptance. For our own comfort, we may want to foreclose the meaning rather than allow the parable to open into multiple interpretations. We are probably more comfortable proclaiming a creed than prompting a conversation or pursuing a call. This is from her book, Short Stories by Jesus. Over the course of the coming Sundays, the faithful will hear, encounter so many parables. Father Clem, one of my spiritual directors, noted that Jesus started out just telling people what the kingdom of heaven was going to look like. And when that didn't work, he tried to just enact it and let people see it. And finally, he started telling stories. Each story is an attempt to show some aspect of the width and the breadth and the beauty and the challenge of living in the reign of God. Each one of these parables taken alone can provide too narrow a view. Better to listen to the parables. Let them be jarring and frustrating, eye-opening, all at the same time. And then draw back a bit, like looking at an impressionist painting. Let the full picture emerge from all the short story data points. Over the coming weeks, hear Jesus tell short stories, short, short stories, that each give a glimpse of the reign of God. Let a beautiful image begin to emerge that is multivalent and challenging. Today, the church hears about one who plants good seed, but weeds come up in the midst of what was planted. Now, the nature of the wheat is a grass with roots that are an interlocking system. So too, the root system of the weeds. Worse yet, the weeds and the wheat, when young, are fundamentally indistinguishable. This is a parable for all those who ask the question about why God allows evil to exist. Or why doesn't God wipe out the evil? In fact, where one focuses changes the view. When thinking about the life of the church, how shall we decide what weeds should be pulled? On the heels of telling a parable about weeds that choke out the seed of the sower, Jesus now offers an image where trying to get rid of the weeds may do irreparable damage to the good seed. In the Lutheran Confessions, specifically in Augsburg Confession Article 7, the Reformers wrote, "Likewise, the Christian church is, properly speaking, nothing else than the assembly of all believers and saints. Yet because in this life many false Christians, hypocrites, and even public sinners remain among the righteous, the sacraments, even though administered by unrighteous priests, are efficacious all the same." As Lutherans, our very foundational confession of faith recognizes that within the midst of the faithful are those who are not so much. It is a given in this life. The call is not so much to root out the weeds, but rather to trust God and God's activity. To be sure, in the gospel tellings, there are times when one cannot tell who the good and faithful ones are, and who the betrayers are. Even the best disciples struggle to comprehend and often interpret what they are seeing and hearing incorrectly or incompletely. This parable stands as a counter to the disciples who want to call down lightning on those who are not followers of Jesus, but nonetheless are doing good things in his name. It challenges the faithful who see in a much longer term view than many can muster. More so, it calls for trusting God to do what is needed. In the Lutheran Confessions, the promise is upheld that God is effective without human action. Even when human agents struggle to be faithful, God is faithful. That is bedrock to Lutheran understanding. God is the agent. God is the subject of the verb. God acts. In this time, when everything feels topsy-turvy, everything is uncertain and anxious, when all that humanity normally deals with has been amplified by pandemic, it is important to remember that God will sort it all out for the good of God's reign. For us, the call is to respond. May the response of St. Andrew's Lutheran Church and all the faithful who call this congregation home show forth the reign of God, where all people, whether weed or wheat, false Christian, hypocrite, or public sinner, are all treated with dignity, with grace, with blessing. In this, let this congregation in all things continue to show forth God's love for the world, trusting that God continues to call all creation to fulfillment and beauty.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.